and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Senate Republicans approved a new budget last night, the 2018 budget resolution passing 51-49, with Republican Rand Paul the only Republican to vote against it. The vote paves the way for President Trump's massive tax cuts now to become the focus of senators. California wildfires being blamed for roughly $1 billion in damages and the destruction of nearly 7,000 buildings now. The state's insurance commissioner says the preliminary dollar valuation of losses comes from the claims filed with the eight largest insurance companies in the affected areas and doesn't include uninsured property. Both numbers are expected to rise still. Meanwhile, fire officials say they expect to have containment of the fires by early this upcoming week. Last year, President Trump was the headliner at the annual event. This year, it was House Speaker Paul Ryan who got most of the attention with his stand-up comedy at last night's annual Al Smith Charity Dinner in New York City. He poked a lot of fun at the media, but he also poked a lot of fun at President Trump.
I know last year that Donald Trump offended some people. I know his comments, according to critics, went too far. Some said it was unbecoming of a public figure, and they said that his comments were offensive. Well, thank God he's learned his lesson.
And remember, we're at usaradio.com, and I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
The weather forecast for today in the Hunterdon County area begins with sunny skies, a high near 73. Light northwesterly winds increasing to 5 to 10 miles per hour in the morning. Winds could gust as high as 22 miles per hour. Tonight clear with a low around 42 and calm winds. Saturday we have sunny skies and a high near 78. The winds will be light and variable. Saturday evening mostly clear with a low around 45 and calm winds. Sunday, mostly sunny, a high near 74, calm winds becoming southerly around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon, and Sunday night, partly cloudy skies with a low around 53. Monday, partly sunny skies and a high near 74, and Monday evening, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 59 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 50%.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And good morning. You're listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's show here every Friday morning between 10 and 11. I'm Susan Lax, your host of the show, the executive director of Helpline, and really always glad to be here and share with you what's going on with those hands across Hunterdon. So many different things, so many wonderful events going on to help nonprofits in our area do the business that they need to do to help others, and also with our for-profits. How is business helping us nonprofits do that work, and how they rally around us in our community? Really giving a hand, whether it be a donation, volunteering, so many different things. And we have a great event coming up that Huntington Helpline is a part of. It is hosted every year by the Huntington County Department of Human Services. It's the CARE event. It's for our folks in the community who are in need, who are homeless. And we have agencies come rally around this event to provide programs, to provide services, to give outreach, to let people know what is available. In addition, we provide coats, we provide backpacks, some filled with school supplies, some filled with toiletries, and we provide lunch, little coffee and donuts in the morning. And then we have corporations who have donated their products as well. And that includes here in Huntington, Walgreens of Flemington, also Unilever Noor, who has really come into Huntington County, especially for the programs that Helpline is doing and offering their services. And so they will be providing product. And we also have Jane's Kitchen, who is back for the second year providing lunch boxes for those people who participate. And when is this event? It is November 3rd, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And we have about, we have about 20 agencies participating. And that's quite a bit. This event has gone on now for about 3 years, and it is amazing, absolutely amazing in terms of its growth over the years. We started out very small, and we ended up growing tremendously, we thought, last year. And we this year, like I said, 20 agencies. I think that's almost doubling what we did last year. And again, every year is more and more and more. And we're hosting it this year because it's grown. We used to have it. Last year we had it at the Department of Social Services. We're going to have it across the street at St. Paul's Church. We're absolutely grateful for them for opening up their space so that we can fit in the 20 agencies that will be participating, as well as the three corporations that have been so gracious to us to provide their products and services. And it's going to be an amazing, amazing event. So we hope that you get the word out. Please get the word out to people that you know, to people who are in need, to people who need to bundle up for the winter. My goodness, we have so many coats coming, and like I said, backpacks, etc. We want people to really take advantage of this event, and it's sort of on the precipice of winter, if you will, so that people can stock up and prepare for winter. I'm hoping it's mild, but we'll certainly see. So again, that's the CARE event in Huntington County, hosted by the Department of Human Services, and all of the agencies that are participating. We have, in addition to us, Huntington Helpline, we've got Family Promise, we've got Community Hope, we have Child Protective Services, we've got, so many, United Way, the list goes on and on. I'm going to have to look that up and give a shout out to each and every one. We're going to be posting a flyer on our Huntington Helpline Facebook, and so look for that information there. It'll be posted on the other agencies as well. So please go ahead and check that out when it happens. We are going to talk about a lot of different things today, and I hope you stay with us. One of the things we're doing is going to have Melody Franklin from Good News Home for Women call in, and I think that might be her now. So hold on one sec. Okay, you're listening to Hands Across Huntington. Are you there?
Yes, Melody.
Oh, okay, Melody. Hold on one second and we'll get you on the air.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm just trying to do the technology here. Are you there? Melody? Hello? Having technical difficulty with this call. So let's hold on one sec and we'll figure it out. In the meantime, if we could, we're going to listen to a commercial break and then come back hopefully with Melody.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two former presidents send out strong warnings about the state of American politics as the two make separate addresses on Thursday.
Argument turns too easily into animosity.
Folks don't feel good right now about what they see.
Barack Obama speaking there at one of two campaign stops he made in support of Democratic governor's candidates, while George W. Bush spoke at an event in New York City hosted by the George W. Bush Institute.
We've seen our discourse degraded by casual cruelty. At times, it can seem like the forces pulling us apart are stronger than the forces binding us together.
Some of the politics we see now, we thought we put that to bed. I mean, that's folks looking 50 years back.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
In this tight labor market, finding new employees can be tough. Whether you're the business owner or an HR professional, you want access to highly qualified candidates fast. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, no matter the industry, with Indeed, you get immediate access to a high-quality pool of talent with no long-term contracts or upfront fees. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Independent research shows 6 times more hires are delivered through Indeed than any other job site, making Indeed your one-stop source for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/offer. That's Indeed.com/offer. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Mm-hmm.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
College education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
And you are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, and I'm hopeful that we have Melody Franklin on the phone now. Melody, are you there?
Yes, good morning.
There we go. Okay. Technology is a wonderful thing when it works. So we are so happy to have you on the show today. Melody is the Director of Community Relations and Outreach for Good News Home for Women. And we're especially happy, not only do they do fantastic work in the community, but they are a member of the Give Hunterdon group of nonprofits that work together to make sure that we provide outreach to the community as a whole, that we pool all resources and ideas and really brainstorm to make sure that each of us individually and yet as a group as well under the auspices of Give Hunterdon really can do our job effectively. So special place in my heart for Good News Home for Women. And Melody, we actually met for the first time at the Lions Club when they were giving out their donations at their annual luncheon, which a shout out to them. We are so grateful for that. But it was a pleasure to meet you. How long have you been in this position?
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for the acknowledgments as well as just offering us this opportunity to get our message out and our mission. I've been in this particular position now, and I think this is going to be week 7.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm relatively new to this position. However, my heart has been with the Good News Home for over 10 years now. I'm going to say about 15. I actually was a board member at one time, and I've done a lot of volunteer work for the Good News Home. I'm actually sitting here with one of our faithful volunteers as well. Her name is Felicia Sherrod, and she's all the way from Kennesaw, Georgia, just happens to be the daughter of our executive director, and she's out here now helping us with various projects that we've just come to close with. So it's a learning curve for me right now. However, it's all good because I've been doing it for quite some time now.
Well, we have something in common then, Melody, because I started out years ago with Helpline as a volunteer as well. I was a friendly visitor volunteer, and then I became literacy services tutor and then a certified tutor trainer before becoming the literacy coordinator and then volunteer programs coordinator up onto now being the executive director. So I know exactly how it is to have a passion for an organization as a volunteer and then following through with the opportunity to not just to volunteer but to make a difference in-house, so to speak.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, we're going to talk about Good News Home for Women and really the work that you do in the community. You sit around the table, like I said, at Give Hunterdon, some of the other community committees, etc. But let's introduce you to the community on the show as though it's the first time. If they've never heard about Good News for Women, let's talk about that. What do you want them to carry away with them?
One of the things I'd like for them, there are many messages that I'd like for them to take away with them, but one of the major messages that we want to take away is that We are in the community. We've been here for over 30 years. And our goal and our mission is to actually help women who are trying to overcome drug and alcohol addiction. That is our mission. We do it holistically. We do it spiritually. We do it through 10-step program. And that we just want people to understand that addiction is a disease. And you're not a loser or weak if you fall into the grips of addiction with so many vices out there for people to fall prey to. We just want people to be able to show compassion and love, understanding for people who suffer from this disease, and to be able to provide them with hope, with help, and with love to overcome it.
I think you mentioned a very important aspect of this, and that is that it is a disease.
Yes.
And I think there's two elements that we should discuss when we talk about trying to convey to people that it is a disease. And one, I think you said very eloquently, for the person, his or herself, to not feel like a victim, that this is in fact a disease. It's not because they're a bad person, and overcoming that feeling, that guilt, and I want to say that we all know someone struggling with addiction, whether it's in our family, in our neighborhood, on the job. You know, this is a prevalent disease, if you will, the same as heart disease, cancer, etc. And the second element of it is, how do we tell the community that we have to really wrap ourselves around this disease and not as a social inadequacy? So those two things are very, very important. And in terms of good news, how do you do that? That's a huge job.
It all starts with education. It all starts with making ourselves available in the community. It all starts with individuals wanting to come in. We have open houses. We provide tours. We really just want to break down the barriers of the disease. It's almost kind of like mental illness, where there's a stigma associated with mental illness. The same thing goes for addiction. And I don't think until people understand or they experience that same type of dilemma in their own homes, in their own families, with their own loved ones, then do they begin to realize that it's a disease. Some of us are more predispositioned to actually fall into the grips of this particular disease, while others, you know, it's a process. So it all starts with education, educating ourselves, and of course, I think being compassionate, having compassion. We're compassionate for people who have cancer or hypertension or diabetes or any other type of bodily ailment or disease that they have no control over. We have to look at addiction in the same vein, that it is a disease and there is recovery for it.
And, you know, in terms of some of the programming that you provide, this isn't just for a person to get over their addiction, but you are also providing them with the resources to not just get over their addiction, but to become a member of the community, to get back into the workforce, to know how to manage their finances, know how to elevate themselves through education if that's one of their goals. That's a lot of information, a lot of programming. You know, we as another nonprofit in the area try to provide our clients with those same resources, but it's not easy. It is definitely not easy when you're working with someone who is also fighting the disease at the same time. So what would you tell somebody? I mean, do they have to be ready to take the plunge into some of the programming? How does the program work itself? When somebody comes to you and says, okay, I am ready, what happens?
Well, I have to say, we work with various types of women, and our program is a both short and long term. We're a 12-bed facility, and one of the beds is earmarked for short term, which can last anywhere about 90 days. However, many of the women, I shouldn't say many, but a lot of the women who come through our doors, some of them may not necessarily be ready, some of them are. You come across many different stories of how the women wind up here at the Good News Home. However, for those who are ready, they're open. They're sick and tired of being sick and tired. They've come to the end of themselves, and they really want the help. They want whatever we have. So we have specialized, individualized programs for each woman based on her particular needs. And then there are others, because we are a long-term residential treatment facility, as opposed to a halfway house or a three-quarter house. Oftentimes we have to be able to, one, reach the woman in terms of counseling and be able to provide to her the resources that gets her to understand that she actually needs some type of assistance in breaking the bonds of addiction. We have clinicians, we have social workers, we have spiritual counselors here. So we have a whole array of individuals that will meet the woman holistically in terms of her mind, her body, and her spirit. And so once we encapsulate those three components of the woman, we're ready to provide her into intense group therapy, individualized therapy. We have programs. Well, we're a member of the YMCA. The women can go out for exercise and get their minds and their bodies back into shape. And, of course, a lot of them, once they do get to that point in their recovery, they want to give back.
And that's very important. Absolutely. You know, we talk about organizations having a mission. We as human beings need to have a mission, not just goals, not just I'm going to get a better job, I'm going to have better financial success, but a real mission as to who we want to be as a human being. We're going to have to take a break, Melody, and come back, but I want to let you folks out there know that if you want information, if you're following along with the show, please go to www.goodnewshome.org. That's www.goodnewshome.org. And you can reach Good News Home for Women anytime, like Helpline, anytime, 908-806-4220. That's 908-806-4220. And when we come back to continue our conversation with Melody, I think we need to talk about family support, because that's so important as well. We'll be right back after these messages.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington, from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@huntertonchamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
The weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area starts today with sunny skies and a high near 73. Northwesterly winds between 6 and 10 miles per hour. The gusts will be as high as 22 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies, a low around 42, and calm winds. Saturday, sunny with a high near 78. light and variable winds. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 45 and calm winds. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 74 and calm winds becoming southerly around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon, with partly cloudy skies Sunday evening and a low around 53. Start your work week on Monday with partly sunny skies and a high near 74. And you are back listening to Hands Across 100 and 100 and Helplines show here every Friday morning between 10 and 11. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of 100 and Helpline and your host of the show. And 100 and Helpline is there for you 24/7, 365 days of the year, never a break. We are able to direct you to any challenge, any issue, anything that you are facing for anyone across all demographic groups. We are your first call for help for basic human needs, shelter, mental health, seniors, families, youth services, employment, emergencies, suicide prevention, compassionate listening, link after hours, to be able to know what the other resources and programs are out there. That's our job as the helpline, not just to refer you to our own programs and services, of which there are plenty, but to be able to give you a holistic solution to your challenge. And so our job is to know the nonprofits in the area, the for-profits that offer assistance in whatever manner and that could come together in a bundling situation, if you will, for wraparound services and provide you with not just a successful solution to the immediate problem, but a sustainable one. And we are available at 908-782-4357, 908-782-4357, or at our 1-800 line. That's 1-800-272-4630, 272-4630, or visit us on the internet at www.helplinehc, that's all one word, helplinehc.org. And we're listening to Hands Across 100 and our wonderful guest today, that is Melody Franklin. She is the Director of Community Relations and Outreach for Good News Home for Women. Melody, you've been telling us the fabulous work that you do, and really you're out there in the community all the time. We have some of your clients calling Helpline for some of our programs because you as well know that you have to connect people not just in-house, but out-of-house, in the community. So this is a really robust conversation. And we've talked a little bit before the break about family support, and you certainly have that listed on your website. So tell us a little bit about how you can engage that family support, how you can get the family members, and again, to talk about the fact that this is a disease, to embrace the fact that it's a disease, but also to be there for that person who is in need.
Well, thank you again, Susan. Oftentimes, by the time an individual who is coming into recovery or treatment, they have pretty much burned a lot of bridges, and a lot of the relationships that they had have been broken. And so there's a lot of distrust that has taken place. There's a lot of skepticism on that that has interfered with their relationship with their family members. And so what has happened is that we actually have a family component part of this program, where it's mandatory for the family members prior to visiting a loved one that they must come in at least 4 weeks to our family component. And here we try to engage in open conversation in terms of, one, their loved one, but as well as looking at the part that we play as a family member in terms of addiction. And there's many components to that. And I like to say that our family program is free to the community, and you don't actually have to have a family member that is in our program, that you can just come right out and attend. You can give us a call. The dates are, it's twice a month. I believe our next one is coming up on the 28th of October this month, and it's from 10:30 to 12 o'clock. But there's many components, and it's a really, it's a huge dynamic in terms of trying to determine where you are in the life of the addict. And so it's, are you an enabler? Are you the one that's always trying to make things better? So it's really, we kind of have to understand our own dynamic, the part we play in that relationship, so that we can help our loved one to get better.
Well, you know, that, again, that is so important, because you mentioned the fact that addicts often lose the relationships that they had. And it is very tough. It's tough because of the behavioral issues. It's tough on the family. I certainly speak personally, having had a cousin who was fighting this, and I know what it did to my aunt and uncle. And how do you keep those relationships going without enabling? How do you keep those relationships going without it being detrimental to yourself or to the other siblings in the family? I mean, those dynamics are difficult to deal with, are they not?
They are. And sometimes those relationships have to be severed in order for your own sanity. However, when an individual is willing to take a step into recovery, that's when we can reevaluate the relationship and just kind of take it the same way that we say in recovery, take it one day at a time.
Is it, you know, better being a parent? You know, we always say, oh, it's always the mother's fault or it's always the father's fault. How does a parent take a step back and say, okay, I would love to be there for this person, but at the moment, I have to admit that the relationship may be toxic to the recovery of this person?
Well, I have our counselor here, Nancy. She has I believe the woman is 86 years old, and her daughter is in recovery. And for the first time, she realized that she had to take a step back. And she's done things like moved into a senior complex so that her children can't live with her. She's done things like she's taken vacations, and she's finally doing her. And so as a parent...
Oh, I like that. Doing her. That's a great way of putting that. I'm going to borrow that melody.
You can, absolutely.
And for her health, for her mental well-being, that is, in fact, important. As much as you want to hover, I am a helicopter mom, I always admit it, on air and off air, but sometimes doing yourself is more important, and it actually is better for your kids.
Because they'll never get better once we're continuing to enable them. We continue to clean up after them. We continue to bail them out of jail. We continue to do all the things that they need to learn how to do on their own so that maturation can take place in their life.
I think that's incredibly important. And I think that for the person, it's important to know that they are loved. But that part of that love, you want to call it, you know, some of the phrases of today, tough love or what have you, you know, the addict has to realize that as well. And that it's important. It's, you know, the mother has to do her and the addict has to do her, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that I've learned in this process is that with the recovering addict, they say that it takes anywhere from a year or more for the brain to heal itself. And so we have to realize that addiction is a disease, and it has side effects, and that is one with the brain and our way of thinking and our way of behaving. And so oftentimes that stinking thinking that we had, it's going to take a process. So it does come with doing yourself, loving yourself, knowing that... You are special, you are unique, that you have been created by God for a unique purpose. And so it does take, it's a process, but along that process, the family members can actually insert themselves into the family, back into that relationship, and begin to kind of the healing process with the individual. But it takes time. Just like it took time to get to the point of that quote-unquote rock bottom or the addiction, it's going to take time for those relationships to heal. But I saw something remarkable this Friday. I attended one of our family counseling programs, and I have to say, I just saw two family members who thought that it was all over. Their father had committed suicide. The brother had committed suicide. Their sister was in the program here. I have to tell you, the turnaround, the hope, the faith, and just the encouragement they were able to give to other people who were at a place where they were just only a year ago is amazing.
Well, you know, nothing is a quick fix. And we learn behaviors. We're born, and as an infant, we're learning behaviors. And so we have to have patience. We have to understand that to reverse a behavior means we have to learn a new behavior. And I think that, again, because I don't want to just single out the addict themselves, but for everyone involved, that whole village that we know it takes to solve issues, to mend ways, etc., everyone has to go through that process. And if a person's not willing to be part of that community, to learn that process inwardly, not just outwardly regarding the addict, you know, I believe that taking that step back and really looking into one's own head as to, you know, where they are and when they're going to be ready. Because there's too much on the addict's plate, I would imagine, in recovery like that. And so that could be actually a gift, taking the step backward instead of, again, you know, hovering.
And that's what we do here at the Good News Home. We give the women the opportunity. They, as opposed to being in a three-quarter house or a halfway house, the women here, they don't work, and they have an entire 9 months to 18 months or sometimes even longer to work on themselves, to actually discover who they are. I spoke to one woman who graduated from the program, and she's actually an employee here now. And she told me that she never knew who she was. She never had the opportunity to discover what she liked, what she didn't like, what made her happy, what didn't make her happy. And she learned those tools from being in the program here. She learned coping skills. She learned how to grieve. She learned, and these are all part of the things that we teach our women here at the Good News Home, and to give them that time, that luxury, to actually work on themselves so that they can go back out into society and help someone else.
That time is very, very important because we live in an age where we run out of time before the day is over, you know. We're just,
by the time you wake up.
Exactly. It's like, oh, my gosh, you know, I have all this on my plate. And when we think of just a simple thing like, you know, oh, I have to make an appointment for the doctor. Well, I'm going to have to put it off next week because I've got work deadlines. I have family deadlines. I have all of those things. Mm-hmm. When are we working on ourselves? And so I think you're right. I think you provide a luxury. I love that word because we don't give ourselves that luxury. We don't come home.
Especially as women, we don't, because we're the caretakers. We make sure that everything is okay. We take care of everybody. A good friend of mine, and she's actually deceased now, but she said to me one time, Melody, you got to take at least an hour out of every day for yourself. You have to. And I try to live by that. You know, even if it's just to go to the gym or if it's just to be meditate in prayer, it's just to take an hour each day for yourself to kind of do you, to get centered, to get focused. And it's so important because we're bombarded with so many other things. And as women, I think we're just wired to want to fix everything and everybody.
That is so true. And let's talk about that a little bit when we come back from this break. But to everyone who's out there, whether you're fighting an addiction, whether you have fighting any challenge, or whether you think that your life is wonderful, I think that is great advice to commit to a moment a day where you sit down and breathe. We'll be right back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon. We have been speaking with one of those hands, Melody Franklin, who is the Director of Community Relations and Outreach for Good News Home for Women. Again, their internet access is found at www.goodnewshome.org. That's goodnewshome, all one word, .org. Or you can give them a call 24/7 at 908-806-4220. That's 908-806-4220. You also, as Good News Home for Women, is a member of Give Hunterdon. You can go to the Give Hunterdon website, which is givehunterdon.org, and they are listed there along with their information, as well as some of the needs that they have, whether it's for volunteers, monetary needs, or material needs. Again, that's givehunterdon.org. Melody, we are so happy that Ernestine became part of givehunterdon.org, and it's been a great way to share information, to share resources, especially with Giving Tuesday coming up, but really to continue to learn about each other and what each of us does and how we can actually help our clients, because again, they're part of a community, and sometimes when they step out, they should not be stepping out alone. And when we can band together and give them holistic resources, that is so important. But we also talked about before the break, and I love this because we don't do this, and that is taking time for ourselves, whether it's reflection, meditation, whether it's yoga, I ride horses, I kickbox, that moment in time takes away all that fuzziness. And we have a client that just came in for a work connectivity program that was through so much as a family, so much. Yet she was, as you described, that woman who was trying to fix everything, trying to make it up to her kids, trying to hold down the job because the finances were in trouble, traveling an hour and a half to the job back and forth every day. And finally, it affected her mental health. Whose mental health wouldn't be affected? We don't take time for ourselves to reflect. And I think that's when we find ourselves in these situations where we're looking for that quick fix to feel better, when we reach out to maybe inappropriate solutions. So important. Why? And part of that, taking time for your moments, and I'll ask you, because obviously counseling is a huge part of good news. Why don't we seek counseling when we need it? What's the problem with that in terms of a stigma? Why do we have a stigma about saying, you know what, we spent an hour on the couch? What's wrong with that?
Susan, that's a great question. And, you know, oftentimes I speak to my girlfriends, and I'm speaking to Felicia, who's sitting here with me as well. And, you know, she said something really key. She said, it makes you feel weak. And oftentimes I think it does. In a society where everything is supposed to be perfect, no one makes mistakes. exactly, right? It's laughable.
Yeah, really.
But, you know, we have to admit that there might be something wrong with me. And it's not even necessarily wrong with me, but we have to change our language. We have to re-language it and say that I can be better. You know, I can do things differently. I can contribute. We have to start to re-language how we look and feel about ourselves and say that, well, you know what? Is there room for improvement? Where do I want to grow? We set goals and objectives at our jobs, but do we set goals and objectives in terms of ourselves, in terms of our learning process? Do we want to get out and maybe meet other people in the community? Do we want to volunteer? Do we want to help someone who's less fortunate than we are? And I think you spoke to that earlier in the conversation, is that, you know, who do we want to be as people?
Right. What is our personal mission? And sometimes seeking counseling, particularly when things seem to be unraveling, if we did it at that first moment and not looked at it as weakness, let's face it, we all have friends, we all have colleagues, we all say, you know, so what happened over your weekend? We all complain about this, that, or the other thing. But the difference with counseling is we can look at those things. We can develop our own mission for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And also, it's non-judgmental, and oh my gosh, that's a huge word, right? Because I don't care, you could have a best friend since elementary school, okay, through college, through children, through divorce, through, that person is always there for you. But come on, let's face it. There's a little bit of judging going on. There's
okay,
a little
yeah.
bit of fitting into that whole persona, right?
Mm-hmm.
And counseling eliminates that. You said it was Melissa who said, the sign of weakness. I think it's a sign of strength. It should be, anyway.
Yeah. No, I'm sitting here with Melody, and I'm shaking my head. This is Felicia Sherrod.
Oh, Felicia, I'm sorry.
Yes, hi, Susan.
Good to have you.
Yes, it is a sign of strength. And having gone through counseling, I'm a 13-year Army veteran, and that was part of our transition.
Thank you.
It's seen as something that helps you stabilize and redirect your attention on positive things. And you're right. Talking to a girlfriend or a spouse is not going to do it, because they aren't able to redirect you the way that a counselor can, because they have no, there's nothing in it for them but to give you the truth, you know?
Exactly. So we only have 3 minutes left, unfortunately. This has been a great conversation because I think it touches everybody. And like I said, if everyone is touched by addiction in some way, but say you think you're not, you will be someday.
Yes.
You will be someday. There's no question. So what can we, what's the takeaway, Melody? What are the key things that you want someone to remember after this show?
The key things, Susan, is that one, addiction is a disease, okay? That you are not weak, you are not a loser. These are some of the things that I've seen in social media when they talk about addiction. These things don't apply to you. If you feel as if that you have a problem with drinking or alcohol or drugs, get help. Get help, okay? Because you are not alone, and there is help. There is a road after recovery. And two is the Good News Home for Women. We are here. We are here as part of the community. As you said, we network with other organizations, and we help each other. This is a ministry of giving. This is an organization of helping. And so it may not necessarily be about drugs and alcohol. It might be about homelessness or food or whatever the case might be. But we're connected, and we're trying to become more so connected in the community so that we can set our mission for ourselves, and that is to actually be our brother's keeper. And that's what we're here for.
Well, I thank you. I thank you both. Felicia, we didn't have enough time to talk with you, but thank you for your service to this country. And now thank you for the service to Good News. You know, it is, again, amazing when you meet people and you know that they do have that personal mission. So thank you for that. Yes. And again, Melody, this has been great. I hope you come back on the show so that we can talk further.
Thank you, Susan. I hope you have me back.
Absolutely. And again, to reach Good News Home for Women, over 30 years here in Hunterdon County, and support them. We nonprofits run on empty, so support them with volunteerism, with donations, whatever you can. GoodNewsHome.org or call 908-806-4220. We'll be back next Friday, 10 to 11, and coming up next is Home Sweet Home.
Thank you.
Thank you, Melody. Have a great day.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two former presidents speaking out yesterday saying they don't like what they see when they look at American politics lately.
We see a fading confidence in the value of free markets and international trade, forgetting that conflict, instability, and poverty follow in the wake of protectionism.
Former Republican President George W. Bush, who spoke at a conference hosted by the George W. Bush Institute.
Bigotry seems emboldened. Our politics seems more vulnerable to conspiracy theories and outright fabrication.
Former President Barack Obama also speaking out while stumping yesterday for a pair of Democratic gubernatorial hopefuls.
Instead of our politics reflecting our values, we've got politics infecting our communities.
The U.S. Senate approving the fiscal 2018 budget last night, sending it on to the House. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn with important news for every guy over 50. TV talk show legend Larry King has an incredible new free video for men with prostate problems. If you're a guy 50 or over, the odds are 70% or higher you have a prostate problem, whether you know it or not. Even the great Larry King had a problem. He used to get up 4 and 5 times a night because of his prostate. That's a rough night's sleep. Now most nights Larry sleeps through the night. His romantic life was on the skids, but now Larry proudly says, the King is back. Larry's prostate issues are a thing of the past. He did it with a natural product from France. It changed Larry's life. If you have prostate problems, do yourself a big favor. Go see Larry King's video investigative report and find out how he did it. Go to prostatevideo.com and see Larry's new video special report on prostate products and how they changed his life and how they can change yours too. It's free. If you have prostate problems, go into the men's room all the time, weak stream, urgency, and if your romantic game isn't up to par, go to prostatevideo.com. That's prostatevideo.com.
Moments ago, we reported on the news coming out of two speaking engagements by former presidents yesterday in Florida, a different kind of a speaking engagement involving white supremacist Richard Spencer, who survived jeers, catcalls, and protests at the